That's Jungle and Good Times on RT Radio 1, 5 on 5 on RadioRT.ie. Dr. Coleman Octor, child and adolescent psychotherapist, joins us in studio. How are you doing, Coleman?
Great, thanks, Ray. How are you?
I was telling them at the beginning of the programme that this is your busiest month of the year.
Always, yeah. Always. September, October is where you get the wave of referrals. Back to school, moving from the unstructured summer back to early mornings. But all the social problems of school tend to happen around this time. So even people you mightn't have heard from for 6 months are calling in trouble again. So, yeah, this and second only to kind of exam season, September, October is the peak, yeah.
And of course, and we see it at home in our house, for people going into exam years, it is now real.
Yeah.
Because they've been talked to by their teachers about how
only
long
30
they
more
have.
Fridays.
Oh, 30 is that it? 30 more Fridays.
Yeah, you hear that. And again, I understand why teachers are doing that. They're trying to get people focused. But it's usually the diligent, conscientious ones that are listening, and the ones swinging on the chair and the chewing gum is going over their head. You know?
Yes.
But
the message is intended for them.
Yeah,
but
it's hitting with the with the kind of conscientious ones.
Right.
But,
right.
But yeah, and academic pressure is huge. Separation from home can be huge for the smaller ones, and then just the social peer navigation can be really challenging as well. So if your child is struggling, it's kind of asking them which of those three. Is it the people?
But there were a couple of sound things that you suggested, like for schools, and that is, and I see, say with our Tom, the first 2 weeks no homework, but you were suggesting even a full month of no homework.
Yeah, I think, again, you're trying to create a relationship with education. So you want the kid to want to go in to learn. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, holding off on a couple of weeks of homework, it pays dividends down the line. Do you know what I mean? And again, the most protective element is a sense of belonging and connection. And we need to focus on encouraging that and nurturing it. And it can't be all about the academics.
Okay. All right, right. We'll be covering more things as we go through our listeners' problems. They came into ray@rte.ie. The issue is with my 19-year-old son. From about fifth class on, he started to dislike the school structure and rules. He missed part of second year and third year with COVID. No online engagement, no homework ever done. In fifth year, he attended school for 30 days and was sent home regularly for breaking rules, vaping, leaving school with no permission. No leaving cert sat. He has zero motivation to find a job or apprenticeship. He spends nearly all of his day in his room on his PlayStation. I stopped paying his phone and giving him money as I feel he's 19 and well able to work, but chooses not to. His dad and I separated 12 years ago and his dad sends him money when he asks for it. I've tried talking to him, ignoring his behaviour. I send him possible jobs and apprenticeships I see advertised, but I don't get a reply. Any help, advice would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, this is difficult. It's amazing how common adult questions about adult children come in. And again, it's maybe the sign of a time that they're living at home longer, stuff like that. In this, there's two issues here. We really want to get down to, are you unwilling or are you unable? And again, mum is saying she thinks he's perfectly capable but unwilling. But I would say, like, a lad who's kind of consistently had failure over the last few years, whether it be school, not finishing leaving cert, opting out, that can get in on top of you in terms of your self-worth and self-esteem. So it could be a fear of failure that could be at the core of it. That said, you can't enable avoidance.
Okay.
And that's the second side of it. So,
and what about, you know, undiagnosed dyslexia or ADHD or something like that, which would make the educational system sort of alien to this person?
Oh yeah, and look, there's plenty of people who are, the education system doesn't fit.
Yes.
And they will always be pointing out their inadequacies. And again, she mentioned about the COVID and this, so many young people who were on the cusp of that were lost after COVID, never got back to education because of the disruption to that. But in this lad's case, again, it's a real dilemma because you want to be able to support him to be able to not, it's a fear of failure. So the fear of failure is, I'm better off not trying and failing than trying and failing. Do you know what I mean?
So
the idea of
if I burst myself and go
and try and apprenticeship and I have to leave after 2 months, then I'm exposing myself for my inadequacies. Whereas if I don't try at all, then I never fail, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
So that may be at the heart of it. And I would start with that. See if you can enable him to support him to say, I'll help you to do this. Or rather than just sending him links of apprenticeships, actually try and guide him through it. The second side of that is there are cases where people are just avoidant and they don't want to, and they're very comfortable on their PlayStation, etc. And oftentimes as parents, we inadvertently enable that as well. And the long, if I'm not pressured, like, our motivation is desire or fear. right? So stick and carrot, you know what I mean? Right. And I would definitely...
But carrot works better than
carrot
stick.
Carrot works much better, much, much better.
But if the carrot isn't working, then you have to introduce
there has
the stick.
To be, there okay. has to be a limitation to...
Well, we'll already know, you know, I've stopped paying his phone.
Yeah. And
but the dad is there. It's interesting that fifth class, no, the 12 years ago, he's 19 now, he would have been seven, yeah.
There's a lot in that, but yes. I would always go with an assumption that he's unable to begin with and support him with all of that. If with every support that you give, you've exhausted that, then you might need to go with motivating him through a need. You need to get out and do something yes. because enabling avoidance. Avoidance is very possible now. We can order our foods to our house. We can yes. do all of these things without ever engaging with the outside world. And again, you know, I suppose as a parent, it's really difficult to do that. But you don't want him at 21, 22 in the same no. situation. So go with support and try. And again, it's much more active support than handing in leaflets. You actually might need to say, we'll go down and see. Or
well, that's what I was going to say, because I was out in the Baldoyle Training Centre last week. Mm. And when you see it in action at work, it's a very exciting place to be.
Yeah. But again, the dauntingness of starting something with that. Yes. Very hard for someone of their own volition to be able to do that. You really need to scaffold them through that. Even though he's 19, he may not have that emotional maturity of other 19-year-olds and may need much more support and scaffolding.
Hand-holding.
Exactly.
For want of a better word. So there, that's your job. I hope it works out. Now, Coleman, my son recently returned to college. He's just gone into second year. He's well able for his course, but the social side of college didn't happen for him last year. He was lonely all year. He didn't meet a tribe. His housemates didn't mix, and Sundays were very upsetting as he returned to college. He's not very forward or inclined to initiate conversation, but when he meets kindred spirits, he takes off and is very jolly and good-humoured. Any advice as how to proceed? As his mother, I'm afraid to force him to keep going through the misery, but the reality exists that college is costing me a lot of money, no grant support, and his course is for his greater good. I can't bear to see him limping on as he understands that to drop out would be seismic.
Yeah, I want to highlight that rather than having an answer to it, this is a huge problem. The amount of young lads, 18, 19, 20, in college who come to see me who are lonely and cannot connect with other people.
I feel bad now because I said the other day that it was an exciting time and that for a lot of people, they find their tribe, the word used there, in third level.
I've seen it for 20 years. Wait till you get out of school. Wait till you get to college. Yes. It's going to be fantastic. The last few years, I say that with less hope than I would have
less
done
conviction,
before.
Yeah.
Because colleges are a different place, but I think our capacity to engage, and technology is a huge part to do this, perhaps COVID, whatever it might be, but what I'm saying is the ability to make those connections. And I just, all these young people who come to me are dying to meet someone and have a tribe, but don't know how to do it.
Okay.
And at 20 years of age, it's really hard to ask for help to make friends. And I think in colleges, perhaps the societies and those things are much less visible on campuses than they were before. People travelling long distances to go yes. to college. The busiest part of my third level university is the car park, you know, and there's people coming in and travelling 120
yes,
kilometres.
Yes.
We need to do something. There's nothing more dangerous than a lonely young male, you know, from the point of view for himself and everything else.
Society, all
that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We need to put something in support of these young guys between the 18 and 20. I'm telling them, you know, try and find some society, some club that has some interest. Try and find, even if it's not within the college, really try and push yourself to be out there. It's not about pulling him out of college. It's about supporting him
yes.
in the college environment. Mm. And that's not a financial thing. It's more that he learns a way to master this challenge. But I can guarantee you he's not on his own.
It could be
other lads
it's
in the
a
house
long week, though, isn't it? He's leaving home on a Sunday evening.
And look, I absolutely feel for the
And
lad
there's dread there. There's
situation.
Dread in that, isn't there? You can feel the dread coming
and,
out.
And again, it's not... I don't think removing is the answer, but I do think... And again, it gets back to similar to the first, that scaffolding or support yes. or guidance. And rather than, you know, saying, well, you're an adult now, young adults still need a lot of guidance. And while I would say, you know, there's only so many book clubs and things that you can... There has to be some societies or clubs or something like that that they can join. And I see these lads and they're going on to dating sites and they're getting no hits on that either, and it just gets in on top of them and it's very, very challenging.
I'm intrigued by the fact that you used to say with confidence that when you go into third level, you will find your tribe, and you can say it with less confidence now. And I'm wondering, why is that the case? And is it because of smartphones? And is it because we have a generation now who aren't used to actually talking face to face and all the skills that are required to interact.
This is the first generation that didn't grow up on the street.
Right.
Right. So they don't have those necessary skills to say, do you want to come over here? Let's do this.
Yes.
And I see them sitting on their own with their chicken fillet roll on a wall. You know, it's not a lack of appetite. It's a lack of capacity. Do you know what I mean? And really, and that even gets back to the thing we talked about in secondary schools, teaching, listening, and storytelling,
and
engaging.
The other thing as well, which is another feeds into this, is that smaller families, like I'm from a family of nine. Mm. So your social skills were well tuned by the time you got to third level, you know.
Yeah, no choice but to learn them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's almost like we have to go back and try and skill these people up in connection and use the appetite. The appetite's not the problem, it's capacity.
Okay.